Yes, I think that you didn't ask me about my position as a stranger being in Ljubljana, working on this field, and I think it's very important and it's very different if you're a stranger here. You are without status. Now, I'm finished my faculty and I finished my studies, so now I'm, for example, with no status to being here in Slovenia, and we are not part of EU, so it's more difficult because of that, and it's very, very hard to find a job because you don't have your account. I don't have account in bank. I have only account for strangers. I don't have any card, any visa, any nothing, because this situation, which is now here in Slovenia, if I want to stay here, I have to get some regular job. But now in culture they have veto on employing people in culture, so we are working on like honorary, you know. And other option for me, besides this regular job, I can marry somebody. And this is, you know, my position now is very, very difficult, and I try to ask and I call on Ministry of Culture, what should I do? Should I really get married with somebody, like a fake marriage, or what? There is some, I don't know, some paragraph in your law to the people as I can be here and work normally. And then I ask for this status of independent worker in culture. And this is very nice. Then I give them my portfolio. And now I have to call them if they will give me this or not. But because I am a stranger here, I have to pay about 300 euros per month for my social security, my health security. And, you know, if I work for 150,000, then I have to give one-third to them. Then one-third to pay my apartment. And then I have only 50,000, less than 50,000 to live. And this is, you know, you have to work 24 hours per day. And this is, I think it's terrible. And you are totally insecure all the time, and they force you to do everything without you ask me before if I have price list. No, I don't have, because I have to survive, because I have to pay so much money, and I have to work like I don't know, animal, and I have to have two jobs at least, and I have to earn at least 200,000 a month. This is not very easy if you don't have a regular job, you know.
So you mean that culture, for example, City of Women, cannot provide you a regular job? I mean, it's no, because it's a project based. Yeah. So you are paid by projects, and this will never give you the status of a worker, and then could stay in the country.
Yes, that's true. Now I have to make some fake job, or I don't know. But it's very difficult, because if some employ me, I have to pay them these taxes they're paying to a state. You know? It's very difficult. And all galleries, they have... this is very, very bad situation. If you are not a state gallery, if you are a literal gallery, as a Škucis, we have now exhibition, you are paid, they don't have employers, you know. They are only like a honorary job. And nobody will employ you, because there are a lot to pay for you to the state. And so it's easier to give you author contract. And then you pay all the taxes, you know, from your honorary. And everybody do this. Nobody employs, only director and I don't know, maybe two people I employed regularly, and everybody else.
What do you think would be the solution?
I don't know. I don't have idea, because now I'm intensively thinking about what should I do. What I don't know. Maybe it's better, the best way to start study something else again. But I'm sick and tired of studying. I want to work and I want to live normally. But really now, I don't have idea about.
But at political level, what would be a solution?
You know,
not you alone here every day, but I mean, what would be, what could be a solution decided politically to solve this?
I don't know. I think that they have to regulate the status of cultural workers, because now they are you know, everybody can do whatever. It's not regulated, nothing, and they can offer you like a Chinese come in Italy to work in one shop, you know, and if you don't want, somebody else will. And this is, then if you are not so good, very good, and that people respect you, it's almost impossible to live from this. And in political sense, I don't know, but I think because yesterday were elections,
yeah.
And the extreme right on this is very bad for all of us, and I don't know what should I think about this. I don't want to think now about this, because it's not optimistic in this moment.
But we have to talk about this afternoon, I think, in the panel. You should come now.
Yes, I will come, of course.
This, because I'm completely, I will do from my point of view in Belgium what is happening. I think you should at one point.
It's my hand, and please, can you have some solution?
No, there is not, but
no,
just think about it.